In 1987, the Department of Energy identified Nevada's Yucca Mountain as its prime storage site for 77,000 tons of radioactive waste. For the past two decades, there has been strong opposition to this proposal, especially, as you might suspect, in Nevada. On Wednesday, the state of Nevada will present its case before the U.S. Court of Appeals in the District of Columbia in a bid to keep the waste from being stored at Yucca Mountain. Suzanne Strzelinski is a Washington correspondent with the Las Vegas Sun, has been following the case. Good of you to be with us today.
Thanks.
Refresh us on the story. This goes back 20 years.
This has been going on for a long time. In 1987, as you said, Congress and the Department of Energy declared that Nevada's Yucca Mountain should be the only site studied to hold about 77,000 tons of spent nuclear fuel from different sites across the country. The Congress and the Department of Energy and the President all agreed on this, and they signed a resolution in July of 2002 declaring this to move forward. And the state has been fighting it for two decades, but mm-hmm. they have filed several court cases since that decision. And now this is all going to come to the oral arguments Wednesday here in the district court.
What are the main arguments the Nevada legal team is expected to make on Wednesday?
Well, there's six main cases against the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and the Energy Department. There's also a constitutional claim, and that constitutional claim, Nevada is arguing that 49 states cannot gang up on one to force it to take the country's nuclear waste that it obviously does not want. This stems from their other cases against the Energy Department, where they're arguing that once DOE found that Yucca Mountain would not adhere to the rules that it set out for it, they basically changed the rules and took out the rock makeup or the geologic components of the mountain and put some engineered or man-made barriers in there to secure the waste. And Nevada is saying because the geologic makeup that made Yucca Mountain unique really isn't the way the mountain's going to secure the waste anymore, that mm-hmm. there's no reason it should just be in Nevada, where the industry and the Energy Department saying, you know, engineered barriers have always been a part of its overall plan. So now it's going to be up to the court to figure out which interpretation of the law is correct.
Obviously, this is to some degree a case of not in my backyard. Yucca Mountain, just 90 miles, as I understand it, from Las Vegas, one of the fastest growing cities in the country. There's a problem also of transportation, how to get the stuff into the state and into the facility at Yucca Mountain. Plans, as I understand it, are already being developed.
Yeah, that's correct. On December 23rd, I believe that week or days around that time, the Energy Department selected a route. It's called the Caliente Corridor route that would, if they choose to go shipping the stuff mainly along rail lines, that would be the preferred route it would choose to send the waste from the power plants in the states across the country that have it to Nevada. That rail line has not been built, and there's a whole other process that's going to be involved with planning those transportation routes. The transportation isn't something that's directly going to be litigated on Wednesday. There is a component in the Nevada case against the Department of Energy. They're arguing over the final environmental impact statement. The state's actually arguing that transportation hasn't really been properly evaluated, and the environmental impacts of it have not been evaluated, and that's one of the reasons that the site should be, you know, disqualified or at least delayed in some way. Mm-hmm. But transportation is still going to be an issue. There's not going to be no resolution for that for a while. There's still a lot of steps that need to be completed on that.
And is this just another round? If Nevada wins its appeal, would the government likely appeal this to the Supreme Court?
Well, it's hard to say. Both sides of the cases are very careful, myself included, to speculate on what will happen, although Nevada's attorneys have said they do expect this case to go all the way to the Supreme Court. It's my understanding that I don't think they can appeal this directly to the Supreme Court, that they would have to ask the court to consider it, and then it would be up to the Supreme Court to decide whether or not the case would be considered there.
Thank you very much, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Suzanne Strzelinski, Washington correspondent with the Las Vegas Sun. She spoke with us from her office here in Washington, D.C. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.